This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Despite the White House's efforts to block his testimony, a federal judge ordered former White House counsel Don McGahn to comply with a subpoena to answer questions before Congress. Democratic Representative Steve Cohen.
It's good the judge agreed with us. It's the law. It's oversight as American as apple pie.
Meanwhile, the Justice Department says it will appeal the judge's order. As the impeachment process against President Trump unfolds, it's not only Americans who are following every twist in turn. People around the world are fascinated. Henry Ridgewell looks at world reaction to the impeachment process.
With a general election imminent, many Britons see their own recent political chaos mirrored across the Atlantic, says analyst Thomas Gift of University College London.
Both the US and the UK are rivaling one another for levels of dysfunction in government or lack of ability to get things done.
Polls suggest less than one in five Britons have a positive opinion of Donald Trump, like London resident Deo Thomas.
Even if it goes through the House, I really hope that the Senate really stand up and do something about it. He shouldn't be president and he should be impeached.
There is greater interest in Russia and seemingly greater support for Donald Trump. Moscow resident Mikhail says the Americans elected Trump, but now they want to take the decision back. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
The impeachment process could go on well into 2020 as the U.S. also gears up for the presidential election. A strong earthquake struck the area of Albania's capital early Tuesday, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake was a magnitude 6.4 with an epicenter 30 kilometers northwest of the capital of Tirana. A powerful aftershock in the Adriatic Sea of a magnitude of at least 5 struck 3 hours later. This is VOA News.